You're listening to Main Street Weekend on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton in studio with Carol Kapon-Rachensky. She is the author of a new book of poetry, an award-winning book of poetry, A Certain Kind of Forgiveness. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
We had you on our show a few years ago to talk about your poetry book, A Beautiful Hell, which dealt with the loss of your young son many years before that.
Yes.
Is there a story behind the new book?
Oh, you know, I think the new book has several different voices in it. It is certainly an exploration of human relationship, and I would say the most important ingredient to human relating, which is forgiveness. So it comes from that idea. It comes from, I think, the sense that I maybe always wanted to be a nature poet. I think nature poets are fabulous. I want to be Wendell Berry or Mary Oliver. And pay attention to all that detail in ecosystem and fauna and flora. But honestly, that's not what I'm fascinated about. I'm fascinated about the space between people and the space between people as we relate and as we move through life somehow connected to each other. And what I really believe is if there's not forgiveness in that equation, those relationships aren't going to last.
Well, let's get a sample of a certain kind of forgiveness. How about reading Love Many Things?
Absolutely. Love many things. I'm new. I like dirt and the color green and fuzzy warm milk, big hands, harps, the smell of mother, vanilla, and mint, rocking and stretching and yawning. I'm young. I like knives and roller coasters, gravel roads, fireworks and feeling scared, adrenaline and hot pepper flakes and graveyards, the smell of sex, moonlight, and noise. I'm in the middle. I don't know where to look. So much behind me, buried alive under my feet. I don't like anything. I'm grieving and restless and clinging. I'm old. I like soft things. Large vocabularies in men. Strong straight teeth in women. Honey and sidewalks and clean laundry on the line. Lilies, rainstorms, children, evergreen trees. I'm letting go. I like wind and lemon pie, worn-out towels and flannel sheets, feather pillows, cardinals, and all the empty space between my thoughts, laughing and crying and forgetting.
Love many things.
Love many things.
Carol Kapon-Rachensky, the author of A Certain Kind of Forgiveness, a collection of poems. Do you have a particular meaning behind A Certain Kind of Forgiveness? Is it always unique?
Is it always unique? Well, the poems that begin with the line, there's a certain kind of forgiveness, are followed by between mothers and daughters, or between fathers and sons, or between mothers and sons. So those are anchored in a particular kind of relationship that I think demands a certain kind of forgiveness.
Well, your book has lots of references to family members.
Absolutely.
Some of them quite candid, even unflattering.
Yes.
So what has the reaction been?
Well, you know, poetry is one of those things that not that many people read, including most of my family, to be honest with you. The prologue to the book, I guess, asks maybe for what I'm going to need. It says, "For my great loves, you are my teachers. Also, please forgive me."
Uh-huh.
Because there is some candidness in these poems. Different voices. I'm certainly not the narrator of every poem. But there's a lot of relationship truth in here that I hope is universal. I read a quote recently that said, pop musicians want to convince you of their uniqueness and different and their specialness, while folk musicians try to convince everyone that we're all the same. And I kind of decided that rings true for me. I think I'm a folk poet. I'm very interested in the ways we're the same and the ways that relationships demand the same things of us. And frankly, I think mostly demand forgiveness from us. As C.G. Young, a person in my other field, well, as a family therapist, said, it's so hard to love people who hurt and disappoint us. But those are the only kinds of people there are.
Let's get another sample, because when I read Ghosts of Killdeer, I had a moment where I thought, the word rueful comes to mind.
Rueful, yeah. Yeah, my grandmother grew up near Killdeer, and I was actually going out there to teach a writing workshop. And I was very stunned by the emotionality that I found as the road turned red. Ghosts of Killdeer. As soon as the gravel road turned from gray to red, my grandmother was happy, suddenly singing to the radio, dreaming of riding or roping, of her brothers, of Sunday afternoon sunburns, of home. Like a midnight raid, marriage had uprooted her, tossed her into town and my grandfather's bed, his ill-fated business, and a restlessness that she tried to believe didn't rhyme with hopelessness.
Ouch.
Ouch, yeah. She never quit thinking about Western North Dakota as home, even though she lived really from age 16 on when she went to the University of North Dakota until she died at almost 95 in the Red River Valley. So that's really interesting to me.
You mentioned you have a business. You're a licensed professional counselor.
I am.
And is there a connection between what you do and your art?
You know, I'm sure there is. I'm really privileged to have a life of story around me every day and the chance to witness the resilience and the just incredible powerfulness of the human spirit as we travel along. I get to sit with people. I get to witness their stories. I get to accompany them and support them as they move through things where they need to find meaning and they need to find ways to keep going.
You're a professional listener.
I'm a professional listener, exactly. It's a great joy. And there's a part of the acknowledgments is definitely written to my clients who do teach me every day about the necessary ingredient of forgiveness in relationships and also just the joy of day-to-day living and persevering and going forward when it seems like maybe we can't or we even oughtn't.
How long was a certain kind of forgiveness in the works?
You know, that's kind of an interesting question. I'm writing poems all the time, and I just kind of write them and put them in a file, and then it gets around, you know, 50, 80 pages, and I think, well, this is probably a collection. So I take it back out, and I really look at it, and I see, you know, are there some threads here? Is there a theme happening? And forgiveness really popped out in this one, and especially those certain kind of forgiveness poems obviously became part of what held the book together and why I could see it as a collection almost as soon as I went back to it. I'm also writing longer projects. I wrote this in the midst of writing a novel. And so it's kind of back and forth all the time. My first book came out in 16, and I would say I was writing some of these poems pretty shortly after that book came out.
Well, you won a prize from Meadowlark Books of Emporia, Kansas, the Birdie Poetry Prize, the first time it was given.
Yes.
And besides a little money, publication. So
absolutely.
Congratulations for that. Carol Kapon-Rachinsky talking about A Certain Kind of Forgiveness. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.